Alanida Shemeshalim Knas. Everyone is Maida by Balanida. You have a man who is by Alanida. What's the Einish of Biasnida? The Einish of Karis. Shemeshalim Knas, there everyone agrees that you pay a Knas. Why? Amadia Biyesh Bahavaya, Nami Yesh Bahavaya. Amadia Murla Kaima, Nami Murla Kaima. So therefore, if somebody is Baal Anida, you pay a knas and you do not say, what? You don't say a miut of Yesh Bahavaya. Don't you know what I'm saying? Huh? You don't say a miut of Yesh Bahavaya. We're not talking about Kamei Rav Mina. Is Rav Chisda talking? Is Rav Chisda talking about Kamei? What's Rav Chisda talking about? Right? He's not talking about Kalmai at all. Right? Rav Chisda says, HaKalmai Dim Bala Nida, that there's no Ptur of Eim Bahavaya. Ptur of Kalmai, the Rav Mine, he assumes, is what? Chisda assumes that does not apply, right? Right, ask him? Right? Rav Chisda is assuming, Rav Chisda says, HaKal Maidim, by Baal Anida, there's no Ptur of Yesh Behavai. Regarding the din of Kamei de Rabinei, he's saying, for Pashit, that there's no Kamei de Rabinei, right? That's what Chisda is saying. Pashit is no Kamei, maybe there should be a Ptur of Vaisi Elisha, so that there's no Ptur. So the next line, Lafukim de Rabinei, Nechunye ben Akana. So Rashi learns, Lafuke midrav nechunya ben akana. What's Lafuke midrav nechunya ben akana? Rashi learns that the Mishnah is Lafuke midrav nechunya ben akana. What did it say in the Mishnah? That Chayve Krisis pay a knas. It's a beferish in the Mishnah that Chayve Krisis pay a knas. So Rashi learns Lafuke midrav nechunya ben akana is going on the Mishnah. That the Mishnah is Lafuke. And Taisvis has Taisvis Lan that's going on Rav Chisda. Taisvis Hakel Maidim, Rav Taisvis, this conscious perish on this Nisan Kai, the Mafgun de Rav Nechunya Ben Akana. Taisvis says, no, Taisvis says that. Rav Chisda is coming off looking at Rav Nechunya ben Akana. True? It's like Rashi and Taisus, right? How to learn this Gemara. Rashi learns Rav Nechunya ben Akana goes back on the Mishnah. And Taisus learns that Rav Nechunya ben Akana does nothing to it. It's not going on the Mishnah. So it might be true about the Mishnah. But it's going on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda just finished saying that that Anida pays a knas. So since he said Anida pays a knas, what about Kamlai Duramine? So it's a raya, not like Rav Nechunya ben Akana from Rav Chisda. So it's like Rashi and Taisus. You'll follow? Huh? What's the difference? Just chat so far. Doesn't seem to be any halacha nafkamina, right? Just the nafkamina pshat. Unless we ask ourselves, why didn't Rashi say like Taisus? Or why didn't I say Rashi? Well, be the, which one do we have to figure out why it didn't sound like who? I mean, whichever way is Pasha, it's Pasha.
Is it the same thing?
Are the Mishnah of Chisda saying the same thing? Now, you see, the point is this. If there's one way to learn the Gemara, which is Pasha, and one of the Rishonim was Mishana, you have to have a reason to be Mishana. Which is why, what's Pash Pshat Lafukim Rav Nechunya ben Akana? Huh? This is Hezariah. This is Hezariah, so that means why the Pash Pshat is more Pash. I'll tell you how the Pnei Yeshua learned. The Pnei Yeshua learned that there's a very big nafkamina here. And the nafkamina is totally in a machlekes Rashi Taisvis, which is true anyway, which is a Rashi in a different sugya. He says Rashi Shita is that according to the Chunyim Anakana, Chayve Krisis are only, we only say Kamalei D'Rabine when they're amazing. If they're a Shaygeg, by Shaygegim, we don't say Kamalei D'Rabine by Karis. In other words, Chayve Krisis Shaygegim, in case of Chayve Krisis, we're a Shaygeg, Rashi Shita is a Psachim, and Afchav Tess. That Chayvei Krisis Shaygegin are Chayovim to pay a knas. Only amazing karmas, isn't it? Taisis on the Amud Beis, Taisis Dibra Masl Zar, which hopefully we'll get to soon. Taisis disagrees. Taisis held that Chayvei Krisis Shaygegin are also potter. It's not like Rashi and Taisis what the din of Chayvei Krisis Shaygegin are. Memeil is up to play Yeshua. Rashi, according to Rashi, he couldn't learn like Taisus. Taisus learned Rav Chista is Bafukim Derem Luchunya Ben Akar. Rashi would say, no. What did Rav Chista say? Rav Chista said, Hakel Moedim, Baval Adida Shem Shalom Knas. L'man Yom Yesh Bavaya, Nami Yesh Bavaya, Nami Roy Lakaima, Nami Roy Lakaima. He came to say that Adida is called Roy Lakaima, and Yesh Bavaya. Ah, if you hold like Rav Luchunya Ben Akana, who cares? We put out Kamalei D'Rabine anyway. Rashi says no. Rav Chista could be coming to tell us for a case of Shaygegin. Rav Chista, who says Rav Chista is Lafukim D'Mechunya Ben Akan? Maybe Rav Chista is coming to tell us it's an Afkamina for a case of Shaygegin. That in a case of Shaygegin, you should know Hakol Maidim that there's no Ptura of Eloisi Elish. Right, that's Rav Chista saying in the Gemara. There's no Ptura of Eloisi Elisha by Nida. It's called Roy L'Kaima, it's called Yesh Ba'avai. So Taisus says, that's not like Rav Nechunya Ben Akana. Taisus is Shittas Yisrael. Because according to Rav Nechunya Ben Akana, by Nida, Yechayev Karis, you never pay Knas. So Taisus is right, the Shittas. Taisus holds Krisis is always part of Knas, no matter what. If Krisis is always part of Knas, whether you're Shagig or May, it doesn't matter why. So Taisus is right. How can Rav Chista say that Eloisi Elisha doesn't apply to Nida? Nida is part of him Knas anyway. However, according to Shitas Rashi, that there are cases where Nida does pay Knas by Shagigin. So now you need Rav Chista to tell you that it's called Yesh Bahavaya and Roy L'Kaimas. To tell you, I'm no Ptur of Eloisi Elisha. And the mainly there are cases we have to pay a knas. There are some cases where you attack a pot, I'll come and drop in it. And there are some cases where you're chayim. So Rashi, when she tossed so he did not understand that Rav Chista is lafuke. And that's why he said that lafuke goes on the Mishnah. So Rav Chista's words would make sense according to Rav Nechunya Ben Akan for the case of Shaykh. This is the way the Pnei Yeshua learned up. I learned up the Gemara. I learned up the Bechleks Rashi Tassus. Okay, let's see Rav Nechunya Ben Akana's din. We'll try to understand it. We're getting now back into Kamalei D'Rabine, which the last few days we didn't have that much on. So let's see. The time. Rav Nechunya Ben Akana Hayayasis Yam Kippurim Kishabis L'Tashlim. The Chunya Ben Akana said Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same. Legabi Mom, Ma Shabbos, Mischayev Benafshei Patur Min HaTashlumin. Just like a Shabbos, if you do a Malacha, which is Chiyuvei Mises Dez, we say Kamalei D'Rabine, and you Patur from paying. Av Yom Kippur, Mischayev Benafshei Patur Min HaTashlumin. This is Rav Chunya Ben Akana's din. So what's his din in one word? That by Karis you say Kamalei. That's what Nechunya Ben Akana is saying, that by Karis you say Kamalei D'Rabine. Okay? Now, let's go back to the Reb Chaim on Kamalei. See how this plugs in. Let's just talk Sephardic, without any problems. used to having kashas, terutzim, not even saying any kash, I'm not saying any terutzim. Just try to explain Reb Nachman ben Akana with the rules of Kabbalah. Okay, let's review. We had Reb Chaim's Yisayit in Kamalei. What did Reb Chaim say? That there are two dinim in Kamalei Deramine. Two psukim, two types of Kamalei Deramine. One is Malkus and Mamun. Now you don't give Malkus and Mamun. Where do we learn that from? We learn that from Kedei Rishasa. So there's one din of Kamalei Deramine, which is Kedei Rishasa. Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechayva, Ibi Ata Mechayva, Mishum Shtei Rishas. That's a din, the Lamdis is a Lamdis, it's a din in Bezdin. The Bezdin can't be Mechayv, you Shtei Rishas. The Lamdis in Bezdin. The Bezdin can't be Mechayv, you Shtei Rishas. And that's the Pasuk, right? Abon Yakenu Kedei Rishas, Ibimah. Second pasuk, which was the pasuk of second din of Kamalei, La Yasein Anish Yanesh, was a din of Misa and Mamun. Now we don't give Misa and Mamun to a person; we say Kamalei. What's the din there? There, it's not a din in bed. It's a halacha that you don't get two. You don't. A person can't get two Einshin Misa and Mamun. Reb Chaim's Hechbruch was from the fact that a raidif, you say kamalei b'deramine by a raidif. Someone's running after someone to kill him, he's chayav misa. You say kamalei. It wasn't kedei rishasai, a raidif is not a psak bez, and that's mechayav and misa. Alamai is after chayim, it's a separate din. Malkus and mamun is a din of bez, kedei rishasai, mishum rishasai, mechayav. Misa and mamun has nothing to do with bez. Even if a person's a raidif, since he's chayav misa, he's part of a mamun. That was the hechruch of Reb Chaim, to say that there are two dinim. The biggest nafkamina that we had was nafkamina. The biggest nafkamina we had is whether you have to chayav to pay lots of yidei shemayim. Right? He said that by malkus and mamun, it's a din in kedei rishasa. It's a din in bezdin can't be mechayiv you two things. Bezdin can't be mechayiv you two things, but the etzem yechayiv is still champion. But you see the shemayim, you have to pay. So when it's a kedei rishasa dikedin, which is malchus and mamin, what's a din that you are chayiv lots of yidei shemayim? Because be etzem yechayiv mamin, just bezdin can't enforce it. When it's a lo yasein anish yanish, dikadin, it's a din of lo yasein anish yanish, that's a din in misad mamad, that there is no chiyuv b'chlal. There's no chiyuv b'chlal. So there is no chiyuv mamad. You can't say that once you see shemayim, you have to pay. So the meila, you'll be pata from paying once you see the shemayim. This is Rukhai, the way we understood Rukhai. Now, where does Reb Nechunya ben Akana plug in? Karis goes into which din? Kedei Rishasai? Well, Yasai. Huh? Where does Karis go in? La Yasai. Why does it go into La Yasai? Why does it go into Kedei Rishasai? Because Bezin doesn't give Karis. Pasha. Bezin doesn't give Karis. So it can't be that he means that Karis is a Bezin Nikadin. So it must be that he means that it's a, like Misa and Ma. So that the coin of the Chunyi ben Akana, like Karis would be like Misa. That's Chazal's Lashon, the Reb Nachman ben Akana. Yaisa chayv ekrisis kechayv emisis. So it plugs into the second din of Reb Chaim, the Misa of Mamun Dikadin. Karis, the Reb Nachman ben Akana, we compare it to Misa. Just like Misa, Kamalei Deramine as lo yasai. Same thing, Karis, you say Kamalei Deramine as lo yasai. It's all very clear. What? Misa? Yeah, it does, but that's not the Lashon of the Torah. Torah said, lo yasai no shi'anish. It doesn't say that Bezin can't enforce it. It just says that if there's no chi of Misa, then there's a punishment. It's mashma that if there is a chi of Misa, then Be'etzem there's no punishment. It's not the din of Bezin, it doesn't say the parsha of Bezin, it's not the parsha. Now this is the Galata simple way to learn. And question really comes down to whether I understand the concept. I'm just telling you how to learn Chulin Barakana. What disturbed me was that some cipher in Agamara says, maybe later I'll tell you where he plugs it in. He says that you do have to pay what is the Yishmael. So this last night, some sefer says, you should have to pay lot to see day shemayim. So it bothers me, it doesn't seem accurate. There's a shtim with Reb Chaim. Some sefer is not mukhruf to hold by Reb Chaim. But Reb Chaim seems to be so blot. It's always the problem with Reb Chaim, right? You know, if you ever noticed, Yeshiva, we learn Reb Chaim's all the time. We think that there's a 25-volume set of Reb Chaim. And you take Reb Chaim's Sefer, it's not even, not only it's one Sefer al Rambam, one al Torah, but it's skinny. No, what's pshat? How come there's so many Reb Chaim's and it's such a skinny Sefer? You know what pshat is? Huh? Reb Chaim is all Yeshivas. All Yisaidais, Reb Chaim, the Chidushim that we call Reb Chaim's Derech HaLimud is not pshat in the Havamina of the Gemara. You can learn six ways. Reb Chaim learned Havaminas too. When we talk about Reb Chaim, we talk about the Yisaid. Reb Chaim here has a piece on Kamei. He says the Yisaid, there are two dinim of Kamei Drami. That's all he says. It's two paragraphs. But it's Yisaid. It seems to be to plug in every place. Wherever Kamlai comes up, it plugs in. It's not shot into lines of Gemara. It's the uptight of Kamlai. And it seems to be Pasha Pshat, because the Gemara says you have one Pasha for this, one Pasha for that. Reb Chaim seems to be very, very Pasha. Here, it seems that we have some Seifa that didn't learn like this Reb Chaim, which certainly needs a little bit of to step back and see if there are two ways to learn. Reb Chaim Eiser in Achiezer says that there are two ways to learn. Achiezer is a Chelek Aleph, Simen Chaf, Ois Ches. He brings that the Shayel, the one who wrote him the letter, learned up Reb Nechunya ben Akada the way I explained it to you, like Reb Chaim. He doesn't quote Reb Chaim by name, but he says exactly what I told you. And Reb Chaim Eiser says that it's correct. Then he says, but you could learn different. There's a second way. And he says that there's a tzlach that learns this way. The tzlach learns that after the pasuk of Lo Yiyah Asan came along, we plug. What is La Yiyasin? Nisan Mamin. It's marva that Nisan Mamin has the same din of Kedei Rishasa, of Malkus Mamin. In other words, it's not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim learns are two totally separate dinim. Two dinim, come like Duramine. One is Malkus Mamin, one is Nisan. He says that you can learn, Yesh Ladai, you could be done, that maybe the Torah meant by Lo Yasin to add Nisa and Mamin, that should be the same din as Malkus and Mamin. And it's also a din of Kedei Rishas. He says you could learn that way, and then by Nisa and Mamin there would be a Chiyuv Lates Yedei Shemayim to pay the Mamin too. The problem is how, right? What's the problem with this? What? Okay. The Kedei Rishasai tells us that Bezdin can't give two Einshim. Lo Yasai tells us what? Chaim learned, Lo Yasai has nothing to do with Kedei Rishasai. It's a different parasha, a different pasuk. Just says that there is no Chiyuv. The Rabbi Shalom doesn't give the two to you. The Tzlach apparently learns that no. Laya Asai is a riboy. It's marba that this din of Kedei Rishasai that you can give to Einshim is true by Misa too. Bezdin can't give to Einshim of Misa and Mamun. Bezdin can't give to Einshim of Misa and Mamun Kedei Rishasai. Parsha Peshat is Malkus and Mamim. We have a Riboy. What does the Riboy do? It plugs it into Kedei Rishasi. It says that Nisa Mamim is also a Din and Bet. Problem with that is Rav Nechunya ben Akana. See, Rav Nechunya ben Akana is a riot to the Rakai. Because Rav Nechunya ben Akana is talking about Karis and Mamim. Could you learn that that's a Din and Bezdin? Could you learn that way, that it's a Din and Bezdin? You can't, because Karis Bezdin is not Mechayiv Karis. If it's Nisa and Mamim or Malkus and Mamim, you can say it's a Din and Bezdin. Bezdin can't give two punishments. But if it's a Din and Karis and Mamim, how could you learn that it's a Din and Bezdin? If all Kamalev Durabinez are a Din and Kedei Rishasai, then Rav Nechunya ben Akana makes no sense. Because Rav Nechunya ben Akana, which is Karis and Mamim, but Karis is not a punishment of Bezdin.
Question. Suppose
that
you didn't get the punishment.
Now you're changing things very much. Okay. But the Kashi here. Zakrav Chayimizer. Zakachiezer. You must say, if you're going to go with this Mahalach, again, not like Rav Chaim, you have to say that according to the Chachamim, Kedei Rishasa is Taka Din and Bezdin. But according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, it's not a Din and Bezdin. It's a Din in the Torah. The Torah doesn't give two punishments. You have to change the whole Kedei Rishasa according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana. That Kedei Rishasa is not a Din and Bezdin, it's a Din in Torah. Torah doesn't give two punishments. He says, that'll be the machlaikis. If you go with the Tzlach Mahalach, what's the machlaikis of the Chunya ben Akan and the Chachamim? The Chachamim learned it's a Din and Bezdin. So it's only Shayach by Malkus and Mamim, or Misa and Mamim, or Misa and Malkus. Two Bezdin only children. And Chunya ben Akan holds it's not a Din and Bezdin, it's in the Torah. The Torah doesn't give two punishments, and they have a Shayach by Karis too. So then he says you would be part of this issue. According to this explanation, he says you would take it does not answer the Chassam cipher. Maybe the Chassam didn't learn this well. Okay, we have to pause. You may be right. We have to think through the Lotus Nishmai in this one. You know what's happening? We have to help cut. We have two ways to learn the two deen. That's what makes it count. It's like four things, right? We have Reb Chaim's Mahalach and the Tzlach's Mahalach. Reb Chaim, Chayez has explained the Tzlach. Reb Chaim's Mahalach is that what? That there are two dinim of Kabbalah. One is a Bezdin Tikka Din, which is Malkus and Mamim. And one is the Torah's Din, which is Nisa and Mamim, or Karas and Mamim, or the Chayim and Akam. This is the way Reb Chaim works. It's certainly much smoother. Everything is much smoother. The other way to learn is that it's all one din of Kamalev Derabine. It's all one din that we say Kamalev Derabine and it's a din in Bezdin. But that's only true like the Rabbanan. Nechunya ben Akana holds that Kamalev Derabine is not only a din in Bezdin, it's a din in the Torah Bechlal. Not only Einche Bezdin, it's even Charis, which is a din in Shemayim. Also, we don't give two Einche. These are the two ways. This is your choice if you want to go not like Reb Chaim. If you want to go not like Reb Chaim, put it this way. Before Reb Nechunya ben Akana, when you just start the Sugya of Kamalei Derabim, before Reb Nechunya ben Akana, you just start. It seems much easier to say not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says there are two dinim. It would seem easier to make everything into one din. It's just smoother. That's what it looks like at first glance. But once you bump into Reb Nechunya ben Akana, you see that Reb Chaim's mahalach is much smoother. Because according to Reb Chaim, the Torah set up two dinim of kavod. The Mechuti Ben HaKonah fits in well into one of them. There are two dinim of kavod. One's a bezin dikah din, and one is a din that the Torah doesn't give misa and mana. So all the Mechuti Ben HaKonah is doing, according to Reb Chaim, is plugging into misa. When it says misa, he says misa plus karis. Because the Kabbalah says you have a riba. So the Mechuti Ben HaKonah doesn't change the whole world. Just adds karis, it doesn't change the whole picture of kamlay. The picture stays the same. There are two kamlays. There's one kamlay of Yerushalayim, there's one kamlay of Layas, and that stays the same. All the Chayyib and Adkana does, it says karis, it's like Misa. If you have to explain this to guys who just started to learn Gemara, if you went to an 8th grade class, you have to explain it, later of Chayim, all you have to do is write on the board one din of Kamlai, which is La'yasai, one day of Kamlai with Shasai. Explain that there are two demons, the way we explained it last week. And when you get to Rav Nechunya Ben HaKana, you don't change things. All you do is say, Rav Nechunya Ben HaKana adds Karis to the category of Misa Nam, and he adds Karis Nam. And he stays the same. That's Rav Chaim's mouth. If you don't want to go with Rav Chaim, if you do not want to go with Rav Chaim, you want to go with the Tzlach. And say it's all one din. So it's all one din. In Bez Din, the Bez Din doesn't give two punishments. So that's good. But then when you get to Rav Nechunya Ben HaKana, it makes no sense. If Kamlei B'Derabaminei is all one din, that Bez Din doesn't give two punishments. So then what's Rav Nechunya Ben HaKana doing with Karis? Karis is not a Bez Din Dikah Din. Then once you get to here, you have to say Rav Nechunya Ben HaKana argues the whole thing. Kamlev the Rabbi, according to the Chachamim, is a din in Bez Din. Sai by Misa and Mammon, Sai by Malkus and Mammon, Sai by Malkus and Misa. Rav Chaim Ben HaKana comes along and he says, no, it's not a din in Bez Din at all. It's a din in the Torah. And the Mele Karis is included too. Which is a totally different. Rav Chaim Ben HaKana then has a totally different way of knowing Kamlev the Rabbi. They argue. Not only by Karis, they argue even by Malkus and Mammon and Misa Mammon. We have to make all machlaikis. Nuchim and Akana holds Kamle is not a din in an August Bezdin. If you go, not like Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim Isaac Taka says this. Says that these are two ways of learning. So okay, let's get to some of the nitty gritty here in the sugya, the pratim. Taisis hakel ma'idim. Taisis hakel ma'idim bal nida shem shalom kenas teim alarim and all of them shem minasi ma'idim. Dev yom chayim atas fiyo ma'idim chayim fiyo ma'idim chayim fiyo ma'idim chayim. That's good cash. Miyu. And here is the one line which we have to focus on. Miu Reb Shimon HaTeimani Akarchach Les Leid Reb Nechunya. Okay, why? Reb Shimon HaTeimani Akarchach Les Leid Reb Nechunya Midi Itzrach Lemute Chai Dekris Is Mavai Siya Leish. Okay, Reb Shimon HaTeimani Kien Hol Like Reb Nechunya. Why? Well, let's see. Answer a question. Why is Baal Isakaris? Why don't you pay Knas if you're Baal Isakaris? The reason is because of Kavlei. The creature of Shimon HaTeimani, the reason is Balasi Elisha. So what's this saying? That if Shimon HaTeimani holds like Nechunya, so you have the Kamlai Dikah reason. You don't need the Balaisi Elisha Dikah reason. Now, you follow up Shannon Tyson said, but I'm leery of going any further until I'm sure that you understand what Tyson is saying. Tyson said, Shimon ben Akimani and cannot hold over Nechunya ben Akana. Sorry, Shlomi, you want to say?
Obviously,
according
to Shimon ben Akimani.
What?
According to Shimon ben Akimani, it's going from the time.
According to Rabbi Ben HaKana,
because of the time of death,
You want to say that maybe Shemitah money could hold a kamlay, and they're going at two different times. Maybe right. Oh, 1 second. No, we're not talking about the ben nida here. We're talking about the not nida. Nida is considered roi leisha because it's only a temporary. It's roi leisha. There are other chayvei krisis, other erevos that are chayvei krisis, chayvei karz. So, what you're asking may be a good. I mean, it sounds like the first thing is like a good kasha, but let me let's focus again on Tysus. There are two reasons to pater chayvei krisis from mamon. One reason is kamla, which is from the Chayim HaKadmon's reason. One reason is Oleisi Elisha, Shimon HaKadmon's reason. So Taisa says that we certainly don't need two reasons for the same thing. So since I don't need two reasons for the same thing, must be Rav Shimon HaKadmon doesn't hold like Nechunya Ben HaKadmon. Okay, everybody follow that Taisa. Now, if I can figure out any exception to Reb Nechunya Ben HaKadmon, then I would have a kasha on Taisus. Because Taisus says that Reb Shimon HaTimani does not need his pasuk if he also Reb Nechunya Ben HaKadmon. Because Karis is pata from Mamim because of Reb Nechunya Ben HaKadmon. So why does Reb Shimon HaTimani need Oleisi Elisha for? Right? So if I can come up with any nafgamina, any exception to Reb Nechunya Ben HaKadmon's din of kamlay, then I could say, oh, that's why I need Oleisi Elisha. Right? Follow what I'm saying before I get to the kashas. No. Again, why is the Chiyuv Karis pater from money? That's all. If you chayv karas, do you pay money? Forget it. Nothing's complicated. You go home at night, your mother tells you, I was wondering, a chayv krisis have to pay knas. That's what you tell her. They don't pay. I mean, are there any reasons they shouldn't pay? So you say you could have two possible reasons they don't pay. What are the two possible reasons? Yeah, this is a couple, right? You can hold them, you've been a couple. Or, well, it's the Elisha, right? You could have two different reasons. Right? Now, if you hold like Reb Nechunya Ben HaKadmon, do you need the Oleisi Elisha reason? No. That's what Taisa says. If you hold like Reb Nechunya Ben HaKadmon, you don't need the Oleisi Elisha reason. True. I'm telling you Taisa. Did I make it confusing? Simple. So I didn't even get started yet.
We're not going to talk about time. Just going to talk about a case. Okay? You have an erva that's chayav karas. I'm not talking about an erva. I'm talking about an erva, a relative that's chayav karas. So, you pay karas and karas. You pay karas and karas. Okay? It's a shayav.
Well, let's see.
So we have two. Okay? Now, if you ask the shayav, you pay karas, it's, again, chayav krisis, and karas, you do both. So if he asked Reb Nechunya Ben HaKadmon, right? Well, what's he going to tell you? Pay karas and knas? No. Why? Come. Don't say your father, because come like the rabbi. Good? Now, if he asked Reb Shimon HaTimani, now I'm all confused if he's Reb Shimon, if he ever got smicha.
Gemara calls him Shimon HaTimari, and Tosfos calls him Reb Shimon HaTimari. So I guess we'll get this.
Okay. Shimon HaTimari would say what? What's it then when you're by Karnas and Knas? Huh? You're Potter, why?
Because he can't marry him, right? The Malaysia Elish.
Okay, so far so good. Now, Tosfos is saying that what do you think two reasons for? What is two reasons? Two reasons for the same thing. If it's two reasons for the same thing, so why is he dashing the Lysia Elisha in this? Must be that they're arguing that he owes this is the Ptur because he doesn't know like him. And he owes this is the Ptur because he doesn't know like him. That's the place to say. It must be it's a machlokes. Okay. So far everything is very simple. Comes along the Sun Cipher that we're going to have let's start with the Sun Cipher. Start with the Sun Cipher one day. What's the din by the Ptur of Kamalei the Rabbi Minei? Are you chayav latis yidei shemayim?
So the Tosfos said yes. That for this reason, you'd be chayav latis yidei shemayim.
Out for Lysi Elisha.
You'd be potter.
So if I have some cipher, what's going on with Tosfos? Maybe I didn't do me to psoka. Because if then we just this pasuk along, you'd be high about this yidei shemayim. And it would be this, you'd be part of this yidei shemayim.
This is some cipher cash out. Okay? Cash
out. Right? Just one cash out. It's like a cash out. Okay? The Kabbalah of the Rami is not enough because they put Yichayim. So now you need the second part. This is the same as Kashi and Tosfos. Kibayger has a totally different Kashi and Tosfos. I'm sorry, Rabbi Chanan has a totally different Kashi.
He finds another Nafkarina. Did he come up with another Nafkarina?
So Rabbi Chanan, last week we learned Kibayger said that a suffix chiyuv, you don't say come with your rabbi. If you have a case of a suffix chiyuv, if somebody is a suffix chayiv misa karis, by suffix chiyuvim, you don't say. We had a machlokes with Kibayger now, law against the Morgan Avraham. By Shabbos and Jumlah Shinsu Chalukuk, that's a suffix chiyuv misa.
So al safik chiyuv misa, Rabbi Chanan says, safik chiyuv is chayiv.
Safik chiyuv is chayiv.
Over here, maybe you need it to pater safik chiyuv.
So again, Tosfos is shrek. Maybe you do need both psukim. These two kashas I've always ever said, they're two totally different kashas. But what we're doing is, we're finding cases where Kamalei D'Rabbanan is chayiv, either chayiv or shemayim, or because there is a suffix chiyuv. And we're saying that if it's a suffix chiyuv, then I need a second pasuk. I should need a second pasuk. We have the Nafkaminis and the other exceptions to Kamalei. The other exceptions to Kamalei D'Rabbanan, maybe there could be one more. Rashi Shita is that Chayde Krisis Shai Begin Achayde.
So here you could have a third Kasha, and that is, totally different Kasha, that Shai Gei would be Chayde. Yes. If it's out Kamalei D'Rabbanan, Yeshayi would be chayav knas. So maybe he needs this pasuk to tell me that Yeshayi is potter.
So this is Shvara Tosfos doesn't hold that Yeshayi is chayav. But at least the Shitas Rashi, we have now a third dafkamina.
where we could say that Shimon HaTimani agrees with Rebbe Nachman Yemen HaKana, and he holds of Kamlai Zeramine Bekaris. And by finding a Nafkamina, what we've basically done is we find the reason that you need both Pesukim. So the whole Yisod of Tosis is that you don't need both Pesukim. And here you see it too. It's also in Rebbe Chaim.
Both Rebbe Chana is at least a down.
There are terutzim to these kashas, but that's not the point. The point is that Tosis is telling us that he holds, that Tosis holds, that there's no case of Kamlei B'Derabamine which you can add from Veloisi Elish. So here we have three cases where the Chayim we should. Mashva that Tosis holds, not like all these three things. Tosis holds your Pater Lotis Yidei Shemayim. It's Mashva that he holds the Suffolk as Pater, and certainly a Shagig as Pater. Because all these three things would be a Kasha on Tosis. Tosis says since you have two Pesukim, they must argue, and these are three different reasons why we could say they don't argue. That you hold up Kamlei, plus you have Lysi Elisha to pater you from one of these three things. Okay, we'll break the ice because we have a little piece of Agadah to Gemara. I'm Rabbi Aya. Did you learn this next piece of Gemara? Well, let's see. Gemara has the Anagadah to Gemara, which is interesting, to put it mildly. My time is Rabbi Nachman Yemen HaKana. I'm Rabbi Aya. Nemar Osayim Bidei Adam. The Nemar Osayim Bidei Shemayim. Ma Osayim Amar Bidei Adam. Patim in Adash Lomit. Af Osayim Ha'amar Bidei Shemayim. Patim in Adash Lomit. Practi Gemara, where does it say Osayim Bidei Shemayim? Where's that pasuk? Yaakov by where? We're probably going to send Binyamin down. We sent Binyamin down to Mitzrayim. We said, I'm afraid to send to Mitzrayim. Maybe on the way down, Koro Osayim. Something will happen. So Practi Gemara, ask Lord Rada Barav. How do you know the Chikom Mazaluhu Yaakov Lubinei Altsinu Pachim? Dividei Shemayim Ninu, Dilma Arya Vagan Vidividei Adam Ninu. Why does the Gemara hold here in the Havim? Catching a cold is Bidei Shemayim. Tzinim is catching a cold. Pachim, what's Pachim? How do you understand? Huh? What? Cold related symptoms, that's Tzinim. Tzinim is. Seeing them is things that have to do with cold. Pachim, it seems, at least from Tosis, the beginning of Tosis, has something to do with heat. Heat stroke. What? Fever. The fever. Tosis has fever. Fever has nothing to do with being hot. I mean, you get hot from fever, but the heat doesn't make you hot. Sounds more like heat stroke. Something like the heat doesn't do. Tosis Mesupik. If the Tosis Mesupik, then maybe Tzinim Pachim is one thing. It just means cold. So we'll talk about cold. So why is the Gemara here holding the Havamina? They're catching a cold, that's Bidei Shemayim. Arya Vaganvi, that's Bidei Adam. If a lion attacks you, or a ganav attacks, that's Bidei Adam. So it's like the Gemara, maybe he was warning them about Bidei Adam. It's like, Gemara, after Yaakov, aha, is there? Aha, is there? Yaakov, come here, is there? He didn't want Binyamin to die any which way. He's warning about everything. So Asay means everything. It's like the Gemara, Sinav Apachim Bidei Shemayim, they know. You have it backwards. Tzinim v'pachim b'dei shemayim, what time? Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz m'tzinim pachim. Shnei m'tzinim pachim b'derech ikeshem v'nashi yorachim v'nim. Now, don't take this lightly. What's the taich? Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz m'tzinim pachim. Alright, how could people get hurt? Either tzinim pachim, cold, or hakol. What are we going to call hakol? An example. What? Karas. Karas. It's called the Kirnotoy, the wall.
right? Okay, so there are accidents, kirnatoi, is that a good name? I'm going to confuse you if I say the word kirnatoi. What should I say for hakoil? Everything besides tzinim pachim. You still have to use the name when I talk. So you have tzinim pachim, we'll call it everything else. Okay? A wall falling on a person. Arya de Gandhi. So, well, what are we saying now? What do we understand? That if you catch a cold, that's vadai bidei adam? Or it's maybe bidei adam. If you caught a cold, someone says it's your own fault. Is that true? Then what? Hakol bidei shemayim chutz mitzinim pachim. What does that mean? If you catch a cold, it definitely was your fault? Positively? What?
But it could be that it happened because you were...
I'm asking you what's pshat, not your svara. Your svara is unmanageable. What's pshat in the Gemara? Huh? What does it say in the Gemara? What is taich? Tzinim pachim is what? Is always bidei adam or also bidei adam? So it's looking at Rashi says, Chutz Mitzinim Pachim. What does Rashi say? Shepa'omim Shabam Bipshia. What does Rashi say? It's both, right? So you can catch a cold, it can go both ways. Sometimes it's your own fault, and sometimes it's a gift from Shemayim, and Kosh Baruch gave you a cold. That Rashi says. What does that mean? Everything else is what? It's always in the Shemayim. It's never your fault. Correct? It's never your fault. That's what Rashi's learning. I really don't mean this as a joke. I mean this very seriously. It doesn't say Shepard. That would change things. Okay. According to our Girsim Rashi, is that what Rashi's saying? I really don't mean that. I'm not joking at all. I want to know what it says here. It says in Rashi that tzinim pachim could go both ways, and accidents, places can go both ways. Chutz mitzinim pachim. Accidents are always min hashamayim. It means you never get into accident if you do something dumb. But sometimes you do something dumb and you don't get into an accident. Sometimes you do the same exact thing and chalila you do. So that means that's all bidei shamayim, and that's, you know, that's Pasher, like they say. And Tzinim Pachim is not Pasher. That's how Rashi says. Now, how does Tosis learn? Well, tell me, what does Hakel mean? What is everything besides Tzinim Pachim? What else? What? Sicknesses? Puranias, what does Rashi say? Is Purani, which Rashi? Rashi Bidei Shemayim? Bidei Shemayim and Bar Puranas Aladam. Puranas means? What a Maisifra, I don't have a Maisifra. What does Maisifra Rashi say? But it has to include Arya Vagandhi. It has to include if a lion attacks him, that's what the Gemara says. Let's talk about contrasting Tzinim Pachim and Arya Gandhi. No? I guess Hakoel Pashup Shah means everything. Everything. What? How could you explain that it's Bidei Shemayim? If you deliberately amazik someone, it never happened that someone deliberately wanted to be mazik someone and he was unsuccessful? Never happened. So there are three categories. There's Hakoel, there's Tzinim Pachim, there's everything else. But Tzinim Pachim is also an Anap Shia. Pamim Shabam Bipshia. So you're saying is, when you say chutz mitzinim pachim, you mean tzinim pachim in almost everything, and hakoel is just sicknesses.
We're talking about tzinim pachim, which has sicknesses. We have
only sicknesses. So most things that happen are included in tzinim pachim. and diseases are included in Hakoel. Maybe.
And then what about the lion?
What about the lions? You would have to say the lion. The lion is, the Gemara is going to say in a minute that the lion is bidei shamayim. So what does that mean, the lion is bidei shamayim? Lion goes with sicknesses. Because the Gemara says that lions are always bidei shamayim. So that kol really is only talking about diseases, maybe. How did Tosfos learn? Tosfos learns about sinim pachim, not like the way it says in our Rashi, the way it's printed here. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos hakol bidei shamayim. Why aren't you allowed to go under a wall that may fall down? Why aren't you allowed to go underneath? Tosfos learned Tzinim Pachim is never min HaShemayim. What Tosfos learns? Tzinim Pachim is never min HaShemayim. It's always Pshiyas HaAdam. I want you to learn Tosfos in a Lomdish way. I mean, is that what Tosfos is saying? We have here, appears to be a Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Tosfos holds every case of Tzinim Pachim is every time it's your own fault. You could have avoided it. Rashi learns Pamim Shabbat Bukshi. Tzinim Pachim. So you have a person who died from pneumonia. Pneumonia came from being cold. They say pneumonia can come from germs too. A person who died from a pneumonia that was, this was out in the rain. So he was definitely, like Tosfos is definitely a Pshia. You can't say it was Bashar to him to die. It wasn't Bashar. He did it himself. According to what? So you say maybe pneumonia is not a cold.
You don't want to
just have a kid. If I don't have a Taichatin, then I'm really stuck. But it means things that are caused by cold are always a person's fault. And like Rashi, it's not always, you never know. Someone has a cold. It's an excused absence or an unexcused absence? Huh? Like Tosfos, it's always your fault. Like Rashi, it's sometimes your fault, sometimes not your fault. According to the Rashi, the way we ask. And the reverse, everything else, according to Rashi, everything else must be min HaShemayim. And according to Tosfos, everything else could go both ways. Whatever is included in everything else. Don't I remember the Gemara correctly? Unless you're not going to use the Rashi. The way it's in front of us, I'm just learning the Gemara the way you're supposed to learn a piece of Gemara. No, you have Hakoel and you have Tzina Pachim. Now, if Tzina Pachim is Pamim but one way and Pamim the other, then Hakoel means it's always Bidei Shemayim. That's Rashi. If you learn like Tosfos, Hakoel means always. What's always? Tosfos says it's sometimes. That the Hakoel, everything else, Tosfos learns is sometimes. Sometimes Bidei Shemayim, sometimes Bidei Adam. Because Kirnotoi, see, Tosfos doesn't learn Hakoel means diseases, because Tosfos includes a falling wall in Hakoel. So Tosfos says a falling wall can sometimes be Yom Shia, sometimes Bidei Shemayim. And see, the Pachim is always Tzina Pachim, my taste is always Bidei Adam. So we're saying now Kol Bidei Shemayim is everything else is sometimes Bidei Shemayim. Of course I could happen less. Everything else sometimes it happens to Shemayim even if I'm careful. And sometimes it happens because of my pshia, so I have to be careful. Whatever I could do, I do. Whatever I can't do, I don't. If it's deshemayim, it won't help. And if it's, but it may be the day of. Everything else besides the impact could be both ways, like Tosfos. Leitaisis. Right? Leitaisis. Leitaisis, everything could go both ways, right?
You have a coil, and you have seen a pachin. Right? So then Rashi learns that which one could go both ways.
Huh? Rashi learns that this could go both ways.
Right? This is both. And Tosfos says that Hakoyel is both. A falling wall could go both ways.
Now they can't agree, because if Rashi agrees with Tosfos, then there's no difference between Tzina Pach and everything else. So therefore they must argue.
Must be Rashi holds everything else is only Bidei Shemayim, always. And Tosfos holds that Tzina Pach is always Bidei Adam, no matter what.
What place Rashi Tosfos? Unless you change against the Rashi. But the way it says in front of us in Rashi, who is he doing changes against the Rashi? Says somebody? Does she don't go back to us? He brings Rashi this way or that. That's good. Hakoyel, Bidei Shemayim. Everything else.
Any paranis that comes with death.
Chutz, the peanut pot. That means everything else.
I think the palm fits in with
the last Rashi. It does fit in. It does fit in with the previous Rashi, yeah. Previous Rashi says in Bar Brahma Song, Zeres Melech, it sounds like always. You know, I'm talking about you and me. I'm talking about when things happen. Now, according to Rashi, why can't you go to Makkah Sakana? But I thought it's only Bnei Shemayim, right? Huh? In Shemayim, they'll judge you differently, maybe. In Shemayim, that's what I think Rashi says, that when a person goes in a place where a wall, so in Shemayim, they ban him if he's ready to be saved. They ban him if yes, the person will be saved anyway. But when you go to Mokim, normally in Shemayim, they don't ask, are you ready to be saved? They ask, are you ready to be punished? You go, that's what Rashi says by Kirdata. If you go in the Makkah Sakana, then they'll be down you differently. So it says the person who is supposed to could go in a Kirdata, you just never know. Therefore, you have to play it safe. Right? You might lose chus, that they said, and on that, because you use up your chus. You have Cheshik for one more confusing thing? I don't understand the Gemara's next Kasha according to this. I'm going to come back to it tomorrow. It's late. I just would like you to think. It should not confuse you tomorrow. If it confuses you, you come over to me for a Seder. I don't understand. The Gemara is going to ask, Are you the Gami Bidei Adam? I didn't Arba Mises Leibatul. It's Mene Shemayim. I began with the eyes traditional. I don't understand. According to Tosfos, what's the problem? It's both. The Gemara asks, you think if a lion attacks you, it's bidei adam? No. But if a person's chayiv skila, these things happen to him. What's the kasha? Like Rashi, I understand. Like Rashi, if you say hakoyel, if you say everything else, is bidei adam, which was the havamina. So then I understand the kasha is, it's totally bidei adam, so the kasha is. We see sometimes bidei shemayim. But if it was both ways, so then what's the kasha? It could still be both ways. Now, as of now, I don't have a teretz on this kasha, but by tomorrow, I hope you'll all understand the kasha and you'll